Hi, good vach, everybody. This is Yisachar Wartell, and we are up to Parsha Truma. So not Truma Titzaveh this year. We just got one because it's a leap year. So doesn't mean we don't have a lot to talk about. And today we're going to be talking about signs. What do I mean? I don't mean the little bit of food on the edge of your plate next to your chicken. That's right. I'm talking about other kinds of signs. We're going to talk about the word tzad, katzeh, tzela, safa, ha'am, yerech, and more. There are a lot of hidden gems and intricacies in this week's Parsha, but I wanted to focus on the fact that there are multiple words used for both side and for corner, actually. So, amongst some of the words, I already told you some, but I'll tell you so what some of they are now. Again, katzeh, which literally means edge or border. Tzela, which can mean multiple things. We actually see that by Adam Arishon. You often sometimes translate it as rib, but it does actually mean a side or an edge to something. We have safa, which literally means a lip, but again, that's a type of edge. And we have tsad, which means like the side of something, but again, they're still effectively used to mean side or edge. The fifth word that seems to mean side, even though that's not its primary meaning, is pa'am, which normally means, time or instance, something that occurs, but there is actually an instance. Now, there's also a word that's a little bit similar, which is yerech. Which literally means thigh, which actually kind of means like a side and or an ending that is an extension of or protruding from. And in this week's parsha, it has the meaning of towards the end of, so along the side. So it doesn't technically mean side, but it means connected to a side. And then there are three words in this week's parsha for corner, just in this week's parsha that is, which are pina, peah, and mikzeah, mem kuf tzadi ayin. There are also a couple words that mean corner. Specifically, a corner that also has a protrusion, namely the word keren, which also can mean horn, but in the case of the Mizbeach, we have the keren. So it's a corner that sticks out or sticks up. Now, of course, each one of these words or group of words can be studied at length in their own right, and probably there's so much to say about each word or each group of words. But I'm going to focus on three specific words. I'm going to focus on the words tsela, katse, or katse, and pa'am. They all appear by the description of the Ara. Although these words also do appear elsewhere, this is the only location in our Parsha where the three terms are used all together, all seemingly having the same meaning of side or edge. And what's fascinating is these three words all actually also appear in Parsha Bereishit, right? You guessed it, where I mentioned already, where Adam has Chava fashioned from him, when Hashem takes his tzela, doesn't actually mean rib, even though we do translate it that way a lot of the time. Seems to be more of a misunderstanding. It really means from his side, but the bone from his side may have been the rib. It says, "Vayikach achat mitzelotah." He took from one of his tzela, which literally means the side of his body. But regardless of what exactly it means, the word does indicate that there is an inseparable bond between Adam and Chava, since Chava was literally taken from Adam's body. She is literally part of Adam. So to all men and women would forever be interconnected. By Aaron, this parallels the relationship between all of mankind, but especially Bnei Yisrael, also as, kind of one unit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kabbalah teaches that we are all part of Hashem. Every human being is part of Hashem. That's part of the whole topic in its own right. But again, this is something that wants to be heightened of our awareness. So the Aaron was the function of the quintessential bridge, so to speak, between the physical world and the spiritual world, or between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that the Aaron teaches us many, many lessons that not only are we made in the image of Hashem, but we are also inherently bonded with our Creator. So that's one word, tzela. The second word is pa'am, I want to focus on. Now, this literally occurs one pasuk after tzela is mentioned in Bereishit, where it says, "Vayomer ha'adam hazot ha'pa'am etzem me'atzmei u'basar mi'basarei." And Adam said, "This pa'am, this bone is from my bones, this flesh is from my flesh." Now, it's difficult to precisely determine what pa'am actually means in this circumstance, but it likely means instance or occurrence. So this pa'am, or this time, this instance that happened or occurred. Yeah, Hashem took Adam's side to make Chava. So here, Adam is the one declaring it. So it doesn't mean side here, but it is associated with the taking of the side from Adam. And in this case, he and Chava are the subjects. It creates the underpinnings of the relationship, that there's respect and understanding and acknowledging that there's a relationship, an intricate, permanently connected relationship between Adam and Chava. Now, by Aaron, this parallels, as we said, the relationship between Hashem and us, but it's not just the fact that it exists, but also that Hashem wants us to acknowledge it. It symbolizes that we have this amazing connectionship and relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And again, we can get much more into the lashon of Pa'am and all the other things that exist. And even with the how it means bell, which is a whole nother thing, which I'm not going to get into. It's a very, very interesting shorash. It's really Pa'amot, but still related. And again, that has to do with like the momentary shifts. And again, not the topic for now. The third word is katse, which comes from the base root of kates, which means literally end, which could be a physical end or it could be an abrupt end, as we see in many cases. Now, we see this a little bit later in Parshat Bereishit, but we do see it in Bereishit total by Cain and Hevel. When Cain is bringing his offering to Hashem, Torah writes, Vayhi miketz yamim, vayavo Cain, mipri hadamah mincha Hashem. And it was after many days that Hashem, so ketz yamim is the word used for many days, Cain brought the fruit of the land and the offering from Hashem. So it literally means the end of days, but in this case, it means the end of a portion of days. We understand it to mean the period at the end of this portion of days or many days. Now, why that particular language is used is again a topic again of its own, right? But it does in fact lead to Cain's jealousy and subsequent killing of his brother, Hevel. Now it's at that point that he begs Hashem to intercede on his behalf to be forgiven and to not let anyone or anything kill him, which Hashem agrees to at least for 7 generations. Now, by Aaron, this parallels both the notion that of bringing offerings to Hashem as well as the notion of kapara, the fact that the notion of atonement can be achieved. So therefore, we see three phases. We see first the word tzela, which indicates that there is an inseparable connection between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. We see pa'am, which is a recognition of that connection. And then we have kates or katseh, which, at least in the way I described it, it is connotes ways of repairing or rectifying potential damages in that relationship, such as bringing a karbanos or achieving kapara. Now, all three of these words teach us a lesson, and all three are specifically used by the Aron, which, one of its functions was also to achieve kapara. And it was the focal point of the Mishkan, where the greatest concentration of divine presence stood. And here we go. Really cool thing. And I love playing with words and numbers. All three of these words, base words, tzela, tzadi, lamed ayin, ha'am, pei ayin mem, and ketz, kuf tzadi, every single one of those three words are each equal to 190. You can add them up. Each one is equal to 190. All three words have the exact same numerical value to teach us that in a relationship with Hashem, all three things are needed. The fact that there is a partnership, acknowledging the fact that you have that relationship, and the ability to forgive or be forgiven, and of course, work on that relationship. So may we all be zocheh in all of the relationships in our lives, including the one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we may take these things to heart. I also want to thank my good friend Isaac Kotlicki, who helps me from time to time and helped me with this bar as well. Wishing you all an amazing Shabbat Shalom.